if you want your team and yourself to be more productive, more engaged, more innovative, I would suggest the 10-minute rule. And what I mean by that is start your meetings 10 after or end them 10 minutes before the hour.
You've landed inside Launch Street, the business innovation podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gondor.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, everyone, whichever it is for you. It is nice. No, it is wonderful to connect with you. Thank you so much for being here. And hey, if you're one of our loyal, longtime listeners, thank you so much for all the time and energy and feedback and for taking so much action on innovation. Thank you for all that. And if you're new, welcome. I cannot wait to hear how you implement some of the tools and insights and strategies that we talk about and to get your feedback and your ideas. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Before I dig into today's podcast, I have one apology and one announcement. Okay. First, the apology. First of all, I'm sorry for the noise. I have the most amazing post-production team and I'm hoping they can drown out some of the background noise, but I am actually, if you can believe it, sitting in a hotel the very first week of November, I am doing a keynote in Kansas City, and I'm so excited to be here. And I didn't want to miss out on sending you a podcast and value and some ideas and things to think about. So I'm doing it from my hotel room. But somehow, I happen to have the loudest room in the entire hotel. I'm pretty sure of it. There's stuff going out right outside my door, outside my window. But hey, it's all good. I know you're not here for the podcast quality. I know you're here for the content, although I do strive to keep the quality really high because that's important to me too. So my apologies for whatever random noises you hear in the background. I think the vending machine and washing machine are right next to my room. It's crazy town. All right, so that's my apologies. Sorry about that, guys. Now for the announcement. All right, some of you may have heard this on social media, but just to make sure, I don't want you to miss it here, we have implemented something that I'm pretty excited about. I talked about it last week, and that's actually these webinar series that we are now doing every other Wednesday, which basically means two webinars a month. These are timely, they are relevant, they are full of innovation and value. In fact, the one that is coming out, actually, it'll be the day after this. It's 60% full now. I don't know what's going to happen by the time this podcast comes out, but there'll be two more in December. We've already got January scheduled. We'll keep going from there. But the topic, for example, for tomorrow's is, hold on, let me pull it up to make sure I say it right. Are you ready for it? Burned out, checked out, and spread out. How to engage your team in the worst business climate ever. Now, here's the thing I want you to know about these webinars and the reason why I'm so excited to bring them to you. First of all, these are topics and conversations that I am having with clients all the time. So they're super relevant and super now. Do you know what I mean? These aren't webinars that we scheduled 8 months ago. They're webinars that we are in the thick of it, that have value for what you're doing right now. The second thing I'm super excited about is around them is these are topics that my clients are calling me, asking for and paying thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars in some cases, for me to bring to their teams. And I wanted to also make this incredible content available to the public, to you. So we made it super cheap. Actually, I shouldn't say the word cheap, right? Because that doesn't say value. Let me say it again. We made it super affordable. So it's only $47 a seat. I know, crazy. My team thought I was crazy, but this is about bringing that value to you and to everyone out there. And I wanted to make it accessible to all. Now, here's the thing. It's $47 to the public. If you are in the Everyday Innovators Tribe, that is our membership, that's our community, our ongoing support and tools. That's where we do innovation jam sessions, where we roll up our sleeves and solve challenges. That's where we do live Q&As to get unstuck. That's where we have community and support. Check it. These webinars are free if you're in our community. And that, by the way, is $43 a month. At least it's going to be in December. We're going to up the price in 2021. But $43 a month ongoing, or $430 for the year, or you can sign up a team. But I can think you see where I'm headed here, right? So if you're in the tribe, you get all of them. That's two every single month for free. If you're paying because you're in the public and you want to check them out, or you just want that one topic, awesome. It's just $47 for your seat. I'm so excited. Okay. I can keep rambling about that, but I want to get into today's podcast, which is all about how to get over meeting overwhelm and find the space of collaboration and innovation with your team. So first, I want to talk about why I'm bringing this topic to life and to the podcast right now. Then I want to talk about my first experience with it and how I know that this really works, how I came about this whole process. And then I want to give you the what specifically to do to get your team out of meeting overwhelm and into a place of collaboration and innovation. All right, let's start with a little bit of the why. Why I'm bringing this to you right now from this crazy loud hotel room in Kansas City. And oh, by the way, some of you have asked me before, well, why don't you just bulk record your podcast tomorrow, batch them, and then have them for like the next 3 months? Well, that might have been good in 2019 to do, but I feel like in 2020, when things are changing so rapidly and, you know, we experience a lifetime in 2 weeks, I think it's really important to make sure these topics are what you're dealing with and what I know and I'm hearing right now. So that's why I'm in this crazy loud hotel room. All right. So I've been having all these conversations with leaders, and I've been getting emails in from people when I do Feedback Fridays, which is where I'll ask my community for, hey, what's on your mind? What challenges are you now dealing with? And in fact, just a week ago, I asked, what are you dealing with now that you weren't at the start of the year? And overwhelmingly, the response I got back from people was, my team is disengaging now more than ever. They are no longer putting their video on when they're on Zoom. They are no longer engaging in the email as fast. They are really struggling. They are exhausted. They have too much on their plates. Their bandwidth is at the maximum possible amount. What do I do to get them engaged and motivated and collaborating again? First of all, I feel you. I think we all feel you. I bet if you're out there listening to this right now, you're like me going, yep, I feel that personally. I think, you know, we don't need to labor on too long about this because I know you know this, but we are 10 months into a situation that most of us thought would last a couple months at best. And here we are. And it's not looking like there's an end in sight. And I think in the very beginning, people were like, we're in this together. Let's do this. I'm going to put extra effort. I'm getting my game face on. Let's do it. And I think we can only sustain that for so long. And what we're starting to see are the frayed edges around that. And we're starting to see people disengage at an even greater level in their work than they were before, because this is just worn on for so long. So whatever bucket, you know, they were pulling from for their energy and their productivity and their innovation is starting to go dry, right? It's got cracks all in it. It's leaking out everywhere and it's at the bottom. So I want to give you one simple tool, one of many in the toolbox, but this one that I know really helps teams get out of meeting overwhelm, because the kind of second layer to that is that what I'm hearing from people, leaders and people kind of on the teams, is that they are exhausted from meeting. Because what we're doing in an effort to combat this sense of loneliness and siloing and burnout and exhaustion, all those things, right? In an effort to try to keep us connected and collaborate, we are constantly on Zoom, Microsoft, Hangouts, or meeting, whatever team, whatever it is, whatever you use. It's actually not in any way about the platform. But we're overusing it in an effort to stay connected. Do you feel like that? Are you experiencing that in your work, where it's like you jump from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting, and you're not even sure what you get done, if you got anything done. So here we are, our teams are burned out and stressed out. And because we're spread out, we are trying to, like, we're holding on for dear life to stay connected. But there's a dark side to that. And that is we are elevating the level of stress and burnout and exhaustion on our teams. So let me share with you a story from way back in the day when we used to all go into the office normally. And this is where this all came from. So I want to give you some perspective to kind of how this started. And then I want to, like I said, share with you the what so that you can do it too. So here's what happened. So I was working at this firm. It was a relatively large firm. And I had this boss who was a wonderful human being and very brilliant in his own way. But he gauged productivity. He gauged your performance by how often you were in meetings. He saw meetings as a sign of a high performer. So I'll never forget one day I was in the conference room, I swear, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So translate that to today's world, that was like being on Zoom from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I was leaving the meeting and I was so frustrated. And I remember thinking to myself, I didn't get anything done today. Half of those meetings were pointless. Did we even make a decision in that one meeting? Like, I was so mad. And he's walking out the door and he stops me and he says, pats me on the back, actually. He pats me on the back and he's like, great job today, tomorrow. Like, good work. I saw you in the conference room all day. Like, way to really go after it. And he left. And I'm sitting there thinking, are you kidding me? I just wasted an entire day with things that, like, didn't get me anywhere. But he saw meetings as performance. Now, I work with a lot of clients and I see oftentimes, you know, they come to me and they say, my team's not innovative, or my team's not innovating in a way I need them to, or we need to build a culture of innovation, or maybe there's a lack of trust and collaboration we need to handle. And when I start to really dig in, when I do an assessment or an audit of their culture, one of the things I find is that the team is in meeting overwhelm. And what I mean by that isn't just that they're in the meetings all the time. That's part of it. And frankly, some of them, my gosh, some of them had the 3 meetings every hour on the hour. They were just triple booked everywhere. And at every hour, they then had to make the exhausting decision of which meeting do I go to? Which one is most urgent right now, leaving the other two hanging? It's horrible. And it's not totally their fault. It was the culture. But I see them not just in meetings all the time, but that time is also not used wisely. And because of that, they feel devalued, unheard, and stressed out. So let me go back over to the story. So he pats me on the back. So now I'm mad because I know I've wasted a day and here he is congratulating me for it. Now, like I said, he was a brilliant guy in a lot of ways, but he was off in this one area. Well, he decided to take an extended vacation. He had been at the company many years. He had earned it. So he took his family on this amazing month-long sailing trip. It was so cool. And before he left the office, he gave us as his team, I was his second in command, he gave us kind of a list of things that we needed to accomplish while he was gone. Like, here are the things that need to happen. Here are the things to watch out for. Here are the outcomes I'm hoping you achieve while I'm gone. Perfect thing for him to do. He leaves. The team and I sit down in the conference room for a meeting. And we're like, okay, guys, how are we going to meet all these objectives? He had given us actually a tall order. He expected a lot from us, as he should. So we're sitting there and somebody in the room says, I got to be honest, Tamara, if I have to spend one more whole day in this conference room, I'm going to put a fork in my eye. I just, this is not productive for me. So can we find a different way to do it? And that's when the team and I rallied and realized, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to free up time to collaborate, innovate, and get work done, be productive. So we made an agreement. We were only going to meet for one of 4 reasons. We had to have one of these 4 to call a meeting. And I want you to really take note to these because this is what I'm going to talk to you about with the what side of it. So here are the 4. Number 1, we would meet if we needed to decide something. So maybe you're working on a project and in order to move it to the next level or in order to kind of go forward or whatever it is, you need a decision. You need someone else to say yes or no to something. You're at a decision point. So number 1 was we would meet if there was some type of decision that needed to be made. Number 2 is move. And what we meant by that is if someone was working on something and they were stalled out and they needed, you know, one of our opinions, perspective, resources, ideas, experience in order to move forward, to keep the ball rolling, we would meet. The 3rd one, ideate. And that was full on, like, well, you would consider a brainstorm session. I've got a challenge. I need an open-ended brainstorm session. I've got an opportunity. I need an open-ended ideation session to go against it. So we didn't want to take off the power of ideation, but we wanted to be clear that's what the meeting was for. And number four, and this might have been the most valuable turned out, was debate. And what we meant by that is if there was disagreement, if there was kind of back chatter, if there were people not aligned, they weren't connecting over email and it was causing disagreement, that would be a meeting. I want to tell you a quick side story after this about the debate one that I think really brings it to life for me. So the four reasons that we met were decide, move, ideate, and debate. That was it. And if it didn't fit into one of those, we didn't meet. Maybe we had a side hallway conversation. Maybe we shot out an email, whatever. But those were our reasons for meeting. And I have to tell you all, it sounds so simple, doesn't it? It turned into the most powerful criteria for us. And it transformed our productivity. It transformed our ability to collaborate. It transformed our ability to innovate. So two really powerful things happened in making these decisions and only meeting for those four reasons. Number one is we got more time back. I think that's the obvious one. We weren't meeting as much. And because of that, we were getting more work done and we were kind of in deep work more often. But the second thing that came out of it that was absolutely amazing is in the times when we were together, we were clear on what we were there to accomplish. And because of that, we were more engaged. We were more motivated, we collaborated better, and hence the innovation was happening all over the place, not just in the times we came to ideate. So I share that story with you because when you think about what your team is dealing with right now, the exhaustion, the overwhelm, the disengagement that's happening, I want you to think about changing your meeting culture so that you can drive more innovation, more collaboration, more engagement, more productivity. And I know those are all very fun catchwords right now, but I've seen this time and time again. In fact, so let me talk about the debate for a minute because I said I was going to dig into that a little bit. So we use something called Basecamp at my organization. It's a project management kind of internal communication tool. We absolutely love it. Love it. One day, my business manager and I were going back and forth over, it's called pings. So think of it as like almost like text messages, but internally, and it's all saved. And I had this idea and I share it with her and she's like, I'm not sure. And then I share kind of, I'm trying to convince her. And then she goes, I'm just not buying it. And then I said something else. And she goes, I just don't see the value. And while, believe me, some of you might be thinking, well, that's kind of mean of her, be open. No, no, no. From her perspective, it didn't make sense. And in that moment, I realized we need to have a meeting. We need to jump on Zoom and we need to debate this and get to alignment. Not about consensus. It's about alignment. So that's what we did. I called a meeting. We jumped onto Zoom with a couple other people on our team who were also kind of in all over the place. We hashed it out. We debated. We got into alignment and then we moved forward. So if you want to help your team get out of meeting overwhelm, the solution is super simple. Set a new meeting culture that A, gives people back the time and space that they need to be productive, be engaged, be innovative, and B, makes them feel valued and heard and uses everybody's time more wisely when you're together. By the way, I've got a bonus for you, a bonus strategy called the 10-minute strategy at the end. So stay tuned for that. So hopefully you can see how having a culture where you just have four reasons to meet, decide, move, ideate, and debate helps you drive engagement, drive innovation, drive engagement. I know I'm sounding like a broken record, but I've seen this work time and time again. So I've got a member of the Everyday Innovators tribe, and I was sharing this with them the other day in a little bit more depth because we do these longer innovation jam sessions, and they were trying it out. And in this jam session, they were giving us back kind of the feedback of how it went. They were giving us an update. And she said, oh my gosh, Tamara, this has changed the game. She said, here's the other interesting thing that's happened. When someone calls a meeting, it is way more productive, not just because of all the things you've already said. She said, because that person has had to think through why they're calling the meeting, who really needs to be at the meeting to move the needle forward, right? If it's an ideation session, it's a certain group of people. If it's a decide session, I might need a different group of people. She said, because of that, the meeting is more thoughtful and more intentional, and we actually have the opportunity to go deeper. She said, we're innovating more now than we ever have before. We are collaborating better and stronger, and everybody's more productive and everybody's more engaged because they feel valued. How exciting is that? That's the power of this simple criteria for setting and going to a meeting. And let me just say this for you. If you're one of those people out there who's not maybe in a leadership position, or maybe you're not the one calling the meeting, but you're the one on the other side with three meetings every hour on the hour, here's what I suggest you do. Here's how you can use this tool. When you get to the meeting, before the person starts or as they start covering what they want to talk about, because frankly, most people go from meeting to meeting, even the ones that call it, without any thought about what they're actually covering, how they're going to do it, right? Because we're all jumping from meeting to meeting. So I want you at the beginning to actually ask the person, hey, I just want to make sure that I'm here. I can give my best to this meeting. What is our intention? Are we trying to decide something by the end of this? Are we just ideating and throwing out ideas? Are we trying to move something forward? Do we need to have a discussion? Are we in disagreement about something? Are we debating? Ask. And ask it in the frame of, I want to give you my best. So help me frame up why I'm here at this meeting. You will be amazed at what that does for everybody. People will be silently thanking you for doing that. That I can absolutely promise you. That's the way you do it. If you're not the person setting the meeting or in that leadership role, that's okay. And over time, other people will start getting into that habit with you, and you'll have a massive ripple effect, whether you are the one leading and you change the meeting culture for the better, or you drive it from the bottom up by asking that question at the beginning of the meetings that you're in, and do it over and over and over again. Be the one who's known for doing that. Not only is there nothing wrong with that, but actually you'll be known as someone of high value who helps use time wisely and get to the heart of the matter. Okay, I promised a bonus at the end, the 10-minute bonus strategy. So one of the things that I've talked about in other bursts of innovation and in other podcasts is how it takes our brains 5 to 7 minutes to complete one task to move on to the next. So you do a task, you're on a meeting, and then you jump to the next meeting, but it's from like 30 seconds in between. And that's just because you needed a second to close down and open up the next one. Here's what happens when we do that. When we go from meeting to task to meeting to meeting to task and so on, that our brains never get a chance to shut down. So we end up with this mental residue that carries on. Think of it like ankle weights that get heavier and heavier and heavier as the day goes on. So by the end, you're kind of like dragging your feet along, right? You get the visual. If you want your team and yourself to be more productive, more engaged, more innovative, I would suggest the 10-minute rule. And what I mean by that is start your meetings 10 after or end them 10 minutes before the hour. So if you were going to do an hour-long meeting, let's just use that as our example, as most of them are, you were going to set it from 9 to 10. That's what we would typically do. I want you to set it from 9:10 to 10 a.m. or set it from 9 a.m. to 9:50. Either one works, right? Either you start 10 minutes later or you finish 10 minutes early, no matter what. It's exactly because of what I just said. When you do that, you give you and everybody around you the chance for the brain to clear out space to complete what you just did and move on to the next. Part of the reason we feel so foggy and frustrated by the end of the day is because we're carrying around an unbelievable amount of mental residue throughout the entire day. So let's stop doing that. To help change the meeting culture, how about we also start or stop with a 10-minute rule in mind? You will be amazed at how much more productive. If you're a leader, set that as the new meeting rule. People need a break to go to the bathroom, get coffee, clear their head, just take a meditation break, whatever it is. But but you will always have 10 minutes to go from one thing to the next and to clear out that mental residue. If you are that kind of bottom up, as we were talking about before, I would ask that to be the case moving forward. Bring that to your leaders. You will be more productive. They will be more productive. It benefits everybody. All right. So just to summarize it all up, number one, to get your team out of meeting overwhelm, we've got to set up the four criteria for meeting. Decide, move, ideate, debate. That's going to create space for collaboration and innovation. And then number two, to get people to fully engage and not carry around that mental residue that makes you never fully present, engage the 10-minute strategy. All right. That was today's podcast. See you on the webinar. See you on our Facebook group, our private Facebook group. Hopefully I'll see you in the Everyday Innovators Tribe, where it all comes together and you get the ongoing tools and support. That, by the way, reopens up December 1st and 2nd. We do it at the beginning of every month and not in between. All right. Tamara out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, launchstreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.